Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
So you know what my mother-in-law says to me?
So have you broken in every room in the house yet?
What?
I go, well, you know your daughter. No, we've only broken in one room in this house. I'm gonna tell this to Chuckery. Where's that going to go? I was going to tell you. You were off there.
Ask Bo Bach about all the rooms that he participated in. Chuckery would have lit up like a Christmas tree.
You know what? Let's get to the top three. Oh, my. Let's
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Some of these things you have to listen to and be aware of, and listen to all the shows, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about.
It all makes sense if you listen all week, right? Oh, by the way, speaking of which, Carl, as we get into hour number three here on the program, we got our college football doc report on the way. Nestler was listening earlier when we were doing our tailgate at home hashtag.
What up, Ness?
Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. He goes, good to know Bo has a great butt and plans to pull his meat around 1 a.m. Can't beat that, said the voice of the SEC on CBS, Brad Nestler.
He's got a great sense of humor.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, when Bo said that, I was like, really? Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in the cul-de-sac, they said, Bo, you're going to have to smoke a butt. And I said, I'll smoke a butt, and then we'll do it, and we'll watch golf and have a good old time.
Oh, man.
And we'll watch Earnhardt highlights from 98.
Speaking of Ness, I'm trying to think, is he back on 17, Mike? I'm trying to think. Vern, is Vern back on
16? Vern's on 16, yeah.
Vern, 16, okay.
Vern got to call the Tommy Fleetwood hole-in-one yesterday, which was really cool. And, like, we love Vern. I know that Vern is like Yoda at this point, but we still love the guy, and he's the best. But, you know, he's kind of like Keith Jackson at the end of his career. Keith's like, look, I really, you know, I just want to go. Keith just wanted to go fish, and I think, you know, Vern just wants to chill, but he still loves to get up there. And they joke around about how they hoist him up into the tower and does his thing. Justin Rose, by the way, we'll give you a full update with the American Dream coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, but Justin Rose, if you watch today, Carl, they flip it. So the guys who started late started early, and he grinded and he grinded, and then he started to make birdies on the back nine once again. So Justin Rose right back where he started at 7 under. Mark Leishman was the big mover today at 5 under, and so he's 2 strokes back. And you were asking me the other day, can Jordan Spieth, and that's what, who is it? Damon Hack from the Golf Channel. That was his pick to click.
It was mine too.
Yep. Yeah. And you're both right, looking good right now. He's 4 under today. Jordan Spieth at 5 under for the tournament. And Justin Thomas, he had a bogey on 18, but Justin Thomas is going to make the cut. The cut line right now, as it stands, guys, is going to be 3 over. So that means Matt Kuchar is going to miss the cut. Also, you got Brooks Koepka, and he's still got – I mean, he looks like he's literally on one leg, Carl. Looks really tough out there. But right now, Dustin Johnson is going to make the cut. He's at the cut line at 3 over. Phil Mickelson would be able to play on Saturday and Sunday. He's going to make the cut if it stays where it is, as does Sergio, which is pretty cool.
An event like any other.
The Masters, a tradition like no other.
No, Jim. I know, Jim, you're paid big money, and, you know, it's a tradition unlike any other.
That's the key word. Yeah, we got to make sure.
Oh, that is great. It's an event like any other. That is great. Rack me. The clones love it when I butcher the great tradition of Jim Nantz. That is awesome.
Phil missed some really... I'm not going to say easy because none of that stuff is easy, but he missed some shots that he probably should have made today. He played decent. I mean, I was watching his run. I think I mentioned this earlier. That was the group I was watching earlier. So, yeah, the fact that he's going to get to the weekend, but I know he's probably thinking he should be even or under, Mike.
Phil birdie in the par five. So it's kind of cool watching Phil at his age, a guy like 25 years younger, and Phil is outdistancing him, which is kind of cool at times. By the way, we talked a lot yesterday about Rory McIlroy. You know, he's number 12 in the world. He hit his dad with a drive yesterday. Rory right now is missing the cut, Carl. And, again, Patrick Reed, I just watched him dump it. I'm not sure what hole I believe he's on the front nine, but he just hit a couple of miserable shots. So, again, everybody's favorite, Patrick Reed, is struggling today as well.
Well, and one last thing. I don't know what hole it was because we were in the middle of that interview. And, again, it's on in the background. I got my TVs on here. And I'm like, what is DeChambeau doing? Like, I could have sworn he tried to drive the hole on one of these mm-hmm. holes. And I just looked up, and I saw him on the tee box, and then he hit it in the woods, obviously. And I'm like, where is he going with this? This is what bugs me about him. He's got the talent, but you just can't overpower these golf courses.
Well, he's scoring on the par fives. That's the thing. He did, if you didn't see it, he birdied 8, he birdied 9. He had a bogey on 10, but then he birdied 13, 15, 17, and 18. So as I told you yesterday, as much as he drives you crazy and he looked awful yesterday, DeChambeau can just snap a bunch of birdies in a row. So he's one under. He's going to be playing this weekend as well.
All right, man. More on this coming up as part of our Strong Arm Story of the Day next hour. Steve Koonin is on the way in about 35 minutes. We'll talk to the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Hawks back in action tonight. And it's going to be a cool unity night down at the arena. We'll talk to Steve about that. Right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
It is brought to you by our friends at BrightBox.
BrightBoxElectrical.com. B-R-I-T-E. That's how you spell it. BrightBox for home automation, for home security, and all sorts of really cool jobs, whether you're trying to put a TV anywhere in a house like they did at my place. They can do it. Go to BrightBoxElectrical.com.
All right, so next Friday this time, we'll be talking about G-Day, which will be next Saturday, April 17th. And I can't wait because I do want to see what the dogs are going to look like. We've been talking about this. And, again, just getting a chance to see more of the players that we didn't get an opportunity to see last year. Remember, we went into the season blind. I mean, we really did. Everybody, not just us. I mean, whether you're an Alabama fan, you know, Auburn, Tennessee, it doesn't matter. Everybody was like, what's my team going to look like? Because spring gives us as fans an opportunity to say, okay, the guy we've been hearing about does really look good. That tight end does really look good. That running back does really look good. So I'm curious, Mike, to see if some of the guys we've been talking about with the dogs, that is going to be the case. That will happen next Saturday. Kirby, again, dealing with injuries, and it's just a part of what's going on right now in spring. But, you know, JT Daniels is playing allegedly, and again, practices are closed, but he's throwing the ball around. Mike, I've heard reports from friends that are close to the program that he looks really good, and they are inspired with the way that JT Daniels is taking control of this offense.
Hey, number one dropback passer, you know, in pocket passer in that draft class when he came out of USC. So, I mean, there is a reason why, and you're beginning to see it. Now, he's finally into a rhythm. I think it's really cool that he stayed in Georgia and go back home, you know, so, you know, he's putting all the work in. You know, they added a piece on defense. We're still a little concerned about the depth in the wide receiver room. But, yeah, I mean, this really, as we say it every day, we talk about the dogs. No excuses this year.
You brought up this racketeering lawsuit that involves Les Miles, an LSU associate athletic director accusing university officials of basically, you know.
They're strong-arming her. Basically, she was felt that she was being treated poorly because she dropped the dime on Les Miles with all his untowardness towards co-eds and other people in the administration.
Well, and she says reporting against racist remarks and inappropriate sexual behavior by former Tiger coach Les Miles. So she is suing, again, $50 million. That's what the number is.
Sharon Lewis was the assistant athletic director, right? That was her role?
It was. But, you know, again, this is and this is really the conversation, Mike. When you are in these situations and you're the person in the know and nobody's willing to drop the dime, it's always the person, right, who exposes these things that the backlash comes from. Even mm-hmm. with the fan base, because the fan base doesn't want to hear this, right? LSU fans are like, oh, we don't care. I mean, we're winning.
Just
and
sweeping
on
under
what Coach O's doing.
Sweeping under the rug and, like, you know, all the. Again, Les ran a dirty shop, guys. I'm sorry for Tiger fans that live here in Atlanta. He did. Stuff that Mark Richt would never have let that stuff happen at Georgia, okay?
No.
There's just no freaking way in the world, okay? Let's keep it. And Saban, for that matter, in Tuscaloosa. They got away with crap that you'd never see in other schools. And if you don't know, go look it up, okay? Because there's about a half a dozen incidents.
Yeah, I just think the whistleblower is always the bad guy, when in fact the bad guy is Les Miles.
Well, you're rocking the boat. I mean, it's, you know, it's rah, rah, rah on the home team and all. But again, in this case, you got Les Miles, a grown man, acting like a creep. You know, if and again, they had a law firm that did their own investigation. They tried to keep it quiet, and then the word got out. And now turns out that, you know, because of her role in this, that, you know, look, who is it? Oh, Squidbilly would know. Is it there was a person that dropped the dime on Georgia back in the day. It was a woman that had the same thing, and it was a Jan Kemp, I believe. I have to look it up to make sure I get the name right. But same thing happened there. And needless to say, you know, the fans were not happy.
Yeah. One other thing I do want to mention, Florida is reportedly set to hire Tyson Summers. He was working for Kirby Smart. I guess they're trying to get a leg up. Who knows? I mean, guys go from job to job. I don't think that's the case. But when former Georgia defensive coordinator Mel Tucker was in Athens, then he took the Colorado program, he hired Summers to run the Buffalo defense. So apparently, Mike, he's now going to head to Florida as a defensive analyst. Remember, Kirby has his own defensive analyst and one of his good buddies there now, you know, with the Georgia program. So we've seen these kind of things happen before, but I don't think this is like, oh, you know, Florida's trying to get an inside scoop. Guys, you still have to – it doesn't matter if you know what a guy does. You still got to go try to stop it. And friends play each other all the time, Mike, and we see it. Right. You know, Muschamp is out of a job because his friend Kirby was beating him every year, you know?
Right. So. Hey, by the way, you were talking about, you know, what happens behind closed doors at schools. There was a story – I didn't get to it yesterday in Guy Talk, but I just real quick – there's a story, and I appreciate it. I got this from one of Scotty McRae's buddies. Scotty's a South Carolina alum. Apparently one of the biggest financial contributors to the University of South Carolina, her mother passed away. And she also contributed money to Clemson, and they never sent her a condolence note. And now she's really ticked off and cutting them off.
The school?
$70 million has been donated by this woman. Wow. Darla Moore. She founded the Darla Moore School of Business. Her husband's a billionaire. She's a successful businesswoman. And apparently Clemson reached out to her when her mother, Lorraine Moore, passed away in Florence, South Carolina. But South Carolina, somebody didn't have it on file and dropped the ball. And hell hath no fury like somebody who cuts a $70 million check and doesn't feel the love.
No more money for them?
Well, they're going to have to do some serious ass kissing, it sounds like. And the Gamecocks' loss is the Tigers' gain, because apparently she is one of the biggest single contributors in South Carolina.
Wow, that's incredible. All right, man, we'll see where that goes. Mm. Let's give you a chance to win some money right now. Wild in the Wild, WILD 72881. That's 72881. I watch all those kid movies, man.
Let's get buck wild.
Text it right now for your chance to win. Remember, you have until 4:59 to text WILD to 72888 or 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Remember, all the rules and details at 929thegame.com/rules.
It's right, wild. Man. Again, win the money, man. Mornings has done it. Have we given away any loot yet? You're making us look bad in front of our bosses.
I know Sean sent something out, and I want to say we've had three winners on the radio station. Right. Remember, guys, it's a nationwide contest. So
we usually are the top dog. We've given away, I think it's like $16,000 over the years in the signing bonus. But anyway, Wild to 72881.
All right, coming up, we're going to talk about the Braves' home opener. It is tonight. Do's and don'ts. Who's on the hill, and can we continue to build on this little? Not sure what the latest is on the injury with Chris Martin and whether he'll be available. I'm not sure if he will be tonight. It's Braves home opener, guys, against the Phillies. Phillies 5-1 to start the season. It'll be Charlie Morton on the hill for the Braves tonight, Mike. And, you know, in the division, one of the reasons why we won a division again last year is you beat the teams that you're supposed to beat. And then you win series on the road. We didn't do that to start this year. Obviously, the Braves went 24-16 in division games in 2020, which is why we were able to crown ourselves champion again. We need to win this series this weekend to feel a lot better about building off of that doubleheader win coming off the Nationals.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make excuses, but, I mean, you know, make some excuses. There were some games where we certainly could have won 2 out of 3 from Philly. As you know, we bellyached about that home opener for Philly, where we had the runner on second, the new rules, and the extra innings, yada, yada, yada. Like the bounce back, though, against the Nats. And certainly this is going to be, as we said, a tough division. I haven't talked about the Mets just yet and how they stole one yesterday from the Marlins. But let's get back on track. Zach Wheeler going for the Phillies tonight. And as you mentioned, Charlie Morton. The Braves pick up a dude, another guy that, again, we don't really know much. We talked to Joe Patrick about him, don't know much about him, but a dude, Carl, named Edgar Santana, a trade from the Pirates. They had to designate him for assignment. He had an 80-game PED suspension, which I presume he was trying to, you know, beat Mother Nature after his Tommy John surgery before that. Mm-hmm. But just, yes, doesn't exactly sound like a lot of exciting stuff right there, but how many times have we seen Alex Anthopoulos go to call it Odd Lots or Dollar General and find some guys and find a way to make their way onto the roster and contribute? So I'll see where this goes.
I think it's what separates really good general managers from great ones. You know, Schuerholz was able to do this during his tenure to made the Braves, you know, run a 14 straight division championships. Yes, they should have won more World Series, but at the end of the day, it's about trying to get your team in the dance every year. And that's what he was able to do, because he was able to add those real crucial pieces, Mike. Double A's shown that uncanny knack to do the same thing. I agree with you. So I'm at a point right now where I've totally wholeheartedly trust the moves mm-hmm. when they happen, and let's just see how they play out. I mean, right. again, the Sandoval thing. You go, you're inviting him as a non-roster guy. Okay, you know, we'll see what he's got.
Oh, we picked him up at the end of last year. Made no sense, right?
It didn't. Right. And everybody's like, well, that's a waste. No, it's not. So I'm with you. We'll see where this goes. Real quick, if you're going to the ballpark tonight, we're talking about Braves home opener over at Truist. We mentioned some of these things yesterday. Obviously, reduced seating capacity. It's cashless now, the stadium, so make sure you're aware of all of that. And then, you know, we said if you're bringing in bags, the policy has changed, so you make sure that you know what's going on there. And then, Mike, also tonight, you said you saw a flyover, so you think there'll be a flyover tonight, huh?
Now, the weather hopefully is not going to jam it up. I just look, you know, the weather does a little preview of what it should do. Yeah. Looks like the rain, because some showers around 6, and then it should be good for first pitch.
Okay.
But I did, unless they're just doing their thing, but when I was stuck in traffic on the connector today, I saw two fighter planes go zipping over the city in formation, heading towards the ballpark, so presume you're going to get one tonight.
Let's hope so, because, again, it's always a big deal, and you know, there's something special about opening day. Last year, no one was able to be there.
Remember last year they had the flyover? I remember watching it from the balcony of my house, my place right. in Midtown, and obviously, you know, it was just, you know, for effect. But, yeah, man, there's nothing like the home opener. We talked about it, how much fun we had a couple of years ago. We have our beer. We joked around about how we had, like, the samples and growlers, like the, you know, the glass bottles of our watermelon lime. We're hanging out at the tailgate party with the guys who was Atlanta Peach Movers. Remember we had that big party?
Yes.
Oh, it was a great time. And we walked in the ball. It was
food,
great.
Food, drink.
Shenanigans. I had a tremendous buzz by the time I got in the ballpark. So it was a good time. Becky actually got to drive the Batmobile for once on the way home.
It was and that's why, I mean, we always you know, reminisce about the opening days. And I'm not gonna go down that route, you know, well, it's your favorite opening day, but I just think coming off the pandemic, Mike, it's special. There's something a little extra to
it. And we're getting people in there now. Again, The All-Star thing, it is what it is. But, I mean, for Braves fans, you just want to focus on watching some baseball tonight. You're going to get that. And hopefully, as we said, we'll get to put everybody back in the ballpark. I know this – you and I were talking about this off the air. You know, the vaccinations, it's not as smooth, obviously, a rollout as we expect, although we're doing better than other countries in the world. But now you're seeing some people and some of the things you're hearing about, side effects. So I don't know how that's going to affect how we finally ever get back to some semblance of normalcy. But I do know that people that follow protocols and maybe have had their vaccinations hopefully can make it down to the ballpark and do their thing, or just to the Battery and do their thing there.
Yeah, that's the other part of it, too. Just hanging out at the Battery.
Right.
That's the, you know, I think Michelle was telling me they put in What's the damn thing in New Orleans, Mike? With the frozen?
Oh,
jeez, it'll come to me here. It's slipping my mind, but it's the thing they down there off Bourbon Street and the frozen drinks. I'm trying to remember, but she said they put one in the Battery, and I was like, what? Fat
Tuesdays? Okay,
I think there's a Fat Tuesdays.
When I first moved to Atlanta, there was a Fat Tuesdays in Buckhead, right down the street from Tower Place, which is great because I know you've had, like, you got a Wet Willie's. There's a Wet Willie's down by off of Lindbergh. Right, down off of Piedmont. But, yeah, nothing I like better than getting rocked on frozen drinks. And then, of course, you know, like the 150 octane with a floater. That's, you know, that's fun right there. That's an Uber trip right there, sports fans.
Yeah, I think it's
Fat Tuesdays. I love Wet Willie's. Yeah, Fat Tuesdays. The one in Key West is they do the frozen white Russians, and you do a Bacardi 151 floater on that. It's like coffee ice cream, Chris. I'm talking to our engineer. Again, not my imaginary friend, Chris the engineer. Now I'm excited. Now I gotta get to a ball game sooner than later.
Well, and it's right there by Yard House. Yeah, she's right. So I knew she had told me that, and I was like, "Are you sure it's a Fat Tuesdays?" She's like, "Yeah." So that's the New Orleans daiquiri chain that opened this summer. So, anyways, I mean, there are a variety of things to do. You guys know that if you've been to the ballpark or you've been to the Battery, which
we like the cigar bar, you know, Burn Rocky Patel's joint.
Yeah, no, man. Listen, pick your flavor, whatever you want to do.
The meatballs at Sports and Social. I'm sorry, I'm babbling now.
No, it's all good. That's the point, Mike. They did a really good job of creating an atmosphere before the game and then even after. Or if you don't have tickets, you can just go hang out and enjoy.
So. Hey, we were talking earlier. Carl and I were joking around about the Braves and pinch hitter role. Obviously, Carl mentioned Kung Fu Panda and how Pablo Sandoval.
There goes that panda.
Pablo Sandoval. Give me the Sandoval. Give me the Pablo from earlier today or yesterday talking to the media. But we were talking about, like, the pinch hitter role. We were joking around with Joe Patrick in the 2 o'clock hour. Julio Franco, Keith Lockhart, who was like Bobby Cox's like mascot. And Lockhart actually, I didn't realize he had 59 pinch hits in his career for the Bravos.
So I mean, like I say, you have to be prepared and be ready. Be ready and you know, try to get a good swings and try to take a good at bats out there. If you take a good swing and you prepare yourself to take good at-bats, you're going to see the result.
That's it. Carl, making moves. And now if Ozuna can do likewise, then we'd be okay.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. Can he get hot this series? Can he get going?
Well, he's not going to be batting, you know, 098 the whole season. Him and Albies will get it cooking. Guys, I mean, we talked about this after the Phillies, you know, swept us. He will get on track. But, yes, right now it is a brutally cold start for Ozuna and for Ozzie Albies.
All right, man. 404-741-0929. It is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Follow us on Twitch. Get that exclusive content. Subscribe at ATL929 The Game. Follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, and of course this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Send your pictures this weekend, man. Hashtag Dukes and Bell tailgate at home. What do you got working? You got plenty to watch. Masters, Braves. There's a Hawks. There's plenty of stuff going on. And that's a good reason to put something on the grill. All right, man, coming up, we're going to talk to Steve Koonin as well. Hawks CEO is going to join us. We'll ask him about all these injuries because, Mike, I'm not going to say it's holding us back, but it is hampering our chances, okay, to be a top four team because you can't just keep winning one, Mike, and then lose two, win three, lose four. I'd like for some rhythm. And without right. these guys being on the floor, I just feel like – every time I feel good about where the team is going, I seem to go, oh, well, okay, another guy's hurt. Okay, we're going to have to wait 10 days, like with John Collins now.
Well, it's funny. I just saw the tweet from Ben, is it Stenar, who NBA reporter for Hoops. Yeah. He was saying the Hawks are tied for the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference, we know. Cam Reddish hasn't played in 1.5 months. DeAndre Hunter has played just 2 games over 2 months. Not even healthy yet. I mean, the problem now is we saw it against Memphis, and we're going to need some help tonight because, you remember, the Bulls made the trade. They've got front court play. This is not a night where Capella and Collins, and we're going to have John Collins out again. So, you know, you and I have talked about, can we survive the West Coast road trip now? Can we survive these injuries? Because we don't have bodies.
That's right.
You know, we just don't have guys. And if Capella can't give it 100%, we're in trouble.
All right, man, we'll find out what Steve Koonin is thinking. Tonight is a unity night, too. We'll have him describe the whole essence behind this. They'll have more Unity Nights, but it's really cool. And if you've not seen the matching court with the jerseys, it's a cool right. vibe that the Hawks have going on. So that's going to happen tonight. You can go check it out at Hawks.com if you're still interested in maybe getting down there. Have the Hawks expanded? I'm asking you. But maybe we'll ask Steve Koonin. Have they expanded their amount of fans at games yet? Do you know? We'll have to ask Steve about this.
He would be the guy to know. And yeah. Well, also, it's funny because one of the guys that follows us on Twitter and does a nice job with his own little podcast was saying how totally disrespected the Hawks have been by ESPN. You hear about this?
Well, he's kind of right.
We'll talk about it and how the you know, they're rated the 16th. It was Trey being, I think it was the 16th best player under 25. I mean, when you're swapped out for Luka Doncic, that's not what is supposed to be the perception. So, look, I'm not going to get on my rant about how Atlanta is apparently always forgotten by the four-letter network unless something bad happens, but it gets a little ridiculous at times.
Yeah, it is. It's old news, man, as far as what the narrative they try to put out there. All right, Steve Koonin is coming up, Hawks CEO on Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Time to check in with the CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. This is Catching Up with Koonin on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hawks are proud to present and honor the life and legacy of Dr. King with this season's MLK Nike City Edition uniforms and matching court at State Farm Arena. It's Unity Night, guys, and they'll have more Unity Nights, but Chicago's in town tonight, and you can have tickets if you want them. At Hawks.com/tickets, learn more about Unity Nights. We welcome in Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO. I was asking Mike, like Mike works there, and I was like, have they expanded the capacity? Have you guys expanded how many fans you're going to allow in?
Right now, we're still at the 3,000 that we said post-All-Star. And, you know, we're just taking it slow and making sure that everybody has a great time and a very safe experience. But hopefully for the playoffs, we will expand significantly.
Okay. Good news, man, because, you know, doing good things. 15 and
six. Thank you there, Michael.
Well, again, everybody's into it. We're fired up, bro. Again, you made the right move, man. You got the right guy calling the shots. We just now is like we're screwed up with injuries. That's the thing. I mean, we're doing some great things, but the front court is banged up, and we got some teams that can really, you know, as Lon Kruger used to say, put the ball in the basket.
I haven't heard a good Lon Kruger quote in about 40 years.
So. Thank you.
Well done, sir. He retired this year.
Yes, he did. Anytime we get the voice down, you know, Steve, they always get fired. But no, seriously, you got the injury. How are we going to handle some of these injuries? And we're getting Collins back, brother.
Well, I don't think I'm allowed to tell, but soon. You know, what I'm hopeful is our last 15 games were at full strength as we make the drive, the final drive for the playoffs. We have 7 out of 8 home games to close the season, and it'd be great if everybody was healthy and feeling well. But candidly, you can look around the league and read the injury report every night. You know, when we played New Orleans, they were, you know, several men down. So it's a combination of no training camps, part of being shut out for 9 months last year, and playing every other day has taken its toll.
Mike, watch this. Steve Coonan, does Trey Young get officiated differently?
Dan. James Harden?
Than other stars in this league?
Well, I think any perspective I might offer might be tainted and tinged by, A, getting in trouble, and, B, by, I think your eyes speak for yourself there, young man.
Okay. All right. I mean, we can start a GoFundMe page to pay Steve's fine. It starts at 50 grand, by the way. But no, but we won't put words in your mouth. But
I mean,
it has been commented on.
Tony Snell talked about it.
Well, I'm very proud of Tony.
That doesn't mean you're going to talk
about
it.
He speaks for me.
But I mean, only way we're ever going to get the juice, and I was telling some Hawks fans this on Twitter, Steve, is we got to win a playoff series, and then Trey's got to bomb out. Had he done some things in the bubble last year, and unfortunately we didn't make it, I think then the whole narrative changes, and people know who Trey is more, and Trey gets more juice, and ESPN will actually notice him more.
Well, let's not forget, he's also a very young player, and historically, I think the Jordan rules applied to older, more mature, seasoned players, if that's what you're referring to, the good old Jordan rules.
Right.
All right, guys. It's Steve Coonan.
Yeah, no. Radio buzzkill. Sorry.
No, but listen, we got to ask, because when Tony came out, Mike and I talked about, you know, the whole mental toughness of our team, and then we got into this discussion about Trey. You know, earlier in the year, he's going to line 9-10 times a game. You know, now you start looking, he's getting limited calls. It makes no sense. All right.
Well, you know, I think part of what needs to happen is he continues to need to play aggressively, and when he does, the calls will happen. I think he's still in the top 5 in the league going to the line, but we'd like to see more justice being done.
Well, it doesn't help when your former coach complains in the league that he's a better flopper than other players, too. It is Steve Coonan with us here on the WadeForIt.com hotline. Also brought to you by Dell Technology. Steve's a cash cow for our organization. Draymond Green, we don't always agree with what Draymond says, but he's always saying something. He was saying this generation's soft. Carl and I noticed against Memphis while we were getting smoked out of the gym that they started doing Harlem Globetrotter stuff and like N1 videos. And then everybody just hugs after the game. So I know we're never going to get back to the Pistons in that era, but sometimes, from a fan standpoint, you like to see a little more toughness and not being disrespected like that.
Well, I mean, I can recall this year a few off the backboard alley-oops Trey threw for John. So I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was one of those games the other night you just forget about. We had such tired legs coming in and tired legs starting the second half. It was a 3-point game at halftime. And, you know, hopefully everybody got their rest yesterday. You know, we won't have a practice for the entire rest of the season. We will not have a day of practice. So it's literally play, travel, treatment, play. And so you kind of let those things slide by and, you know, speak on the court rather than anywhere else. It's just not forgotten. And remember, we took those guys apart before. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That was a payback game for them. That is true. I know the Hawks, at least the team, I don't know at what point, I don't know if everybody had their second shot, but I know the team got vaccinated. I know there have been various other NBA teams. The Major League Baseball season starts, and the Nationals have this you know, issue where they can't start the season. And Mike and I were wondering, has everybody in the NBA been vaccinated?
Everybody? No. I mean, it's team by team. I can only speak for us, and we have. Okay. And I think it was one of the smarter things that we've done. In fact, tomorrow, hopefully, we're going to vaccinate all of our employees.
Okay.
We want to be able to get back to where we were. We want to be able to get people back in the arena safely and confidently. And so by having employees getting vaccinated, having players be vaccinated, it allows us to open up quicker.
It is Steve Kuhner with this guy, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks, that are in the playoffs, so we're right where we're supposed to be right now. But just the injury bug, I know that we took it, and it's fans, human nature, Steve, when you heard about DeAndre Hunter, it looked like he was going to be ahead of schedule, and then we find out that there's a pause and more treatment. Is there anything you can tell us about DeAndre?
There's a pause and more treatment.
There you have it, Carl. But I mean,
you have it.
Do you think we'll be at full strength by the time the playoffs would begin?
Good yes, I do. And I think we'll be at full strength before the playoffs begin. I really, really do.
Steve, who do you like in the Masters?
Who do I like?
Yeah. Who do you like?
Justin Thomas looked incredible to the 17th and 18th hole today.
Right.
You know, and Spieth, I didn't believe. You got to be impressed. Usually when you go that far down, you don't come back up.
Yeah.
Justin Rose pulled it out, but I think it's going to be between Spieth and Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas, what do you think?
Well, I picked Spieth coming off the Valero win. Mike, who did you pick?
I was going to go with Morikawa, but Karakama, but it's just not happening just yet.
No.
And then,
no.
But Justin Rose again. We said there's nothing to not like about the guy. Carl's got Spieth. I was going to go with Tony Finau. Finau, by the way, is 6-under for the day, which is pretty cool. Shot a 66. I don't know. Was it Siwoo Kim? He just broke his putter, Carl. Did you see that on TV, yeah, Steve?
Did he really?
He smashes his putter into the ground, so he's got to use his 3-wood to putt, and he misses a birdie putt. Carl and I know what that's like.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, I see that you're out on the links all the time now.
Yes,
Mike?
Yes. I mean, Carl and I play all the time. Carl's got a putter that was used on the Titanic on their miniature golf course, by the way.
A bullseye putter that was given to me by my dad. And when I pull it out, people go, what is that? It's a blade. It looks like it was made in the 20s. It was.
It looks like a steampunk device of some sort. When's the last time you were out there on the links there, Steve-O?
It's been a while. It's definitely been a while. But it's one of the great 6-7 hour activities that I can think of. So one day when I get 6 or 7 hours, I'm headed back out.
All right, man. So again, if you're listening
to
Steve,
a minute.
6 hours. What are you?
Hold on, Miss. It's called private club, Steve Coonan. I don't act like you have to play a 6-hour round.
I had lunch, cocktails, a little brunch, pulling over for a snack. If you have a snack and drinks, you got to go pee. So it's a day. The wife might be listening. What's wrong with you?
Okay, my bad.
Aren't you a member at the Standard Club?
No, that is racist.
Why is it racist? Why is that racist?
It was the old Jewish club.
It is the old Jewish club in Atlanta.
Don't.
I was the Tokum Goyim there for a few years. You know that.
I
used to play with a family called the Slutskys, Carl. They loved having me around.
I don't see myself as a country club kind of guy.
Well, I bought a membership at Canongate. That's a working man's club. You see a lot of dudes out there that are Hawks fans and Falcon fans. I mean, it's not snooty. I don't want to be a – I'm not going to Piedmont Driving Club. I'm going to
And they don't want you.
That's right.
Well, let's be honest. It's a little expensive.
Well, again, Carl, I don't want to be a club that would have me as a member. That's the old Groucho Marx line, right?
Exactly.
Was our other guy out there when you were a token member, Mike? Because I play golf too.
No,
it's Dukes and Bell.
He goes through phases.
Steve,
the problem with that guy is, you know, he takes his shirt off and gets hot. He's wearing a mohair sweater. That guy we're talking about.
There we go.
I use the.
There we go. So we play the Bulls tonight at 8. Y'all come on, look online, get tickets. Come on down, make some noise. Let's go, Hawks.
All right,
Real quick, the Unity Knights. There will be more, right? People ask me about this, and
we have 10 games that we're allowed to wear the MLK jersey and put down the court. We're 5-0 so far, so let's keep it going.
All right, Steve. Okay. Thank you again, man. We appreciate it. Not trying to get you fined.
I'm not worried. I'm more worried about the mohair sweater than I am getting the league fine.
Listen here, Cha-Cha. Don't forget Atlanta Eats. By the way, so again, the word to review is players coming up. Players will be back soon. Players will be back sooner than later, according to Steve, but that's about as good as it's going to get.
That's about as good as it's going to get for information, because there's no tipping.
All right, man. Enjoy the weekend, Steve. We'll talk to you next
Everybody
week.
Everybody be healthy. Bye.
All right. Steve, he will not be goaded into making those comments. Hey, man, coming up, we got the Falcon Report.
Couple of things. You see the Redskins rumors that are popping now?
It's crazy. Listen, this draft, man, I'm telling you, this draft is going to be, we've been telling you for weeks, I don't know what you guys are thinking. It's going to be bananas. And they're still developing things that are going to happen. Also, we'll get you a Masters update with the late, great Dusty Rhodes coming up. And, guys, in the 6 o'clock hour, Mike Meltzer is going to join us from Mad Dog Radio. He is on top of this Deshaun Watson story, and there is new information now that just came out. So you got to stay tuned. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.